This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
We have Ellen Sandel from Victorian Greens. Ellen, tell us what's going on.
Hi, good morning. I know everyone's probably feeling pretty adrift right now, as I am, with coronavirus out there. It's pretty unprecedented times we're living through at the moment.
Absolutely. Like, there's actually nowhere, like, it's the weirdest thing in the world when you Google something and you realise that it's the first time you're the first person to have actually Googled that thing, because we're in such unprecedented times. Whereas, you know, we're not in a normal time. So what's going on? Are people taking advantage of the fact that we're looking in one direction, a very big direction at the moment?
Yeah, I think what you're referring to is the decision that the government made on Tuesday to open up Victoria again for gas drilling, which we were really disappointed about. We felt like Dan Andrews and the Labor government has used the fact that everyone's attention is on the COVID-19 pandemic to slip through this really unpopular decision. And it's really disappointing. We know that we're still facing a climate crisis, even though we are in a pandemic. And we cannot be opening up our state to more gas drilling. It's not good for our farmers, it's not good for our environment, and it's certainly not good for our climate. So we thought it was pretty disappointing and pretty low for him to use that timing to release that gas decision.
Is it literally just money that it's like, is it profit over people again, or is that the only reason he'd be doing it, or is there any reason why, you know, Danny Boy would be doing this?
I think it is pressure from the fossil fuel industry that's led to this. The gas industry's been very clear, been out there pressuring governments to open up states for gas, because so many governments have banned fracking. Now they're saying, well, let's open us up to what's called conventional gas drilling. And that's what this government has done. It's a really tricky move, and I think it's really poor judgment in this really important time.
Yeah, because fracking is a word that does get everyone. Like, I'll be honest. If it wasn't for the tone that Tom gave, he knows a lot more about this than I do. I was always very obviously against fracking because I'd seen that. But what is the difference between gas drilling and fracking?
Yeah, so it's a similar thing. It's a way of extracting gas from the ground to burn for energy, which is a fossil fuel and creates carbon emissions. There's a couple of different ways that you can get that gas out of the ground. One is fracking, which is quite damaging to our groundwater, uses a lot of toxic chemicals. And the other one is the conventional gas wells that have been around for a lot longer. But they're both very dangerous because they're both fossil fuels at the end of the day, and we burn them for energy. We create carbon emissions. We know that in some cases gas is even dirtier than coal because it releases methane, which is a more potent greenhouse gas than even carbon dioxide. So it's a terrible thing to be opening our state to this industry, which is not going to be good for our future. It's very, very unhealthy for us and very, very dangerous. And we just think that right now everyone's focus is on the pandemic, as it should be, and we cannot use that as an opportunity to then go and make these decisions that we know the community doesn't want while they're distracted.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are the Greens doing?
So we were very critical of the decision on Tuesday, and we've been working for a long time with farmers and regional communities to oppose gas drilling across our state. And so we'll continue to do that. We'll continue to put pressure on the government. But as you would imagine, right now, Parliament and everyone's focus really is on the pandemic.
Yeah, of course. Where can people go if they're wanting to say what they want to say about this? Is it too late, or is it something we can
work on? Look, it's definitely not too late. The government knows this is an unpopular decision, and they know they've done the wrong thing because they were trying to hide it, and they are getting a lot of criticism. And the more criticism that they get, the more that people express their views, the more likely they are to perhaps reverse the decision in future, or at least not open up any other fossil fuel projects. They need to know this is unpopular. So I definitely encourage people to call Premier Andrew's office and just tell them that they're disappointed he's used this timing to open up our state to gas and it's not on.
So call, email, because unfortunately we can't go out in the streets anymore. So
That's right. And we cancelled a rally that we had planned in Parliament this week because we know that at the moment the safest thing to do is to be keeping that physical distance from each other, unfortunately. So we have cancelled a rally, but people should still definitely take action online. They should call the Premier's office. They should email the Premier's office. They should share this news on social media.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.